Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports of the Legend. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthews, I'm, of course, Leah Ramo. What's up, Mac? How you doing?
Hey, what's up? What's up? How's it going out there?
Ain't not much, man. You know, glad to have you on the show. First time ever, a Wednesday edition of Sports of the Legend. Glad to have you here. And, you know, basically, we're going to talk about the, we're going to preview the WWE pay-per-view event. Give you our thoughts on it. Talk about what's going on in NBA with the Knicks and all the big trades. You know, Paul George, Deion Waiters re-signing with the Heat, and the Rondo to the Knicks rumors, and so much more. And of course, most importantly, you know, the number is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to share your thoughts on any of these topics and more. And without further ado, let's talk about the biggest pay-per-view event before the SummerSlam next month. And, of course, I'm talking about the Great Balls of Fire pay-per-view event.
Great Balls of Fire.
You pumped for the pay-per-view event, man?
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to it. You know, some good matches now to this card, especially the main match, Brock Lesnar versus Samoa Joe.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're going to definitely get into that. That's the main thing we want to talk about, Brock Lesnar versus Samoa Joe. First time they're ever fighting each other in a match. Not to mention it's for the Universal title. Oh, yeah, we're going to definitely get into that in a few minutes. But first, let's talk about the other matches that's going to be at the event. Let me see. Of course, you know, you have Braun Strowman versus Roman Reigns as their epic pay-per-view event. You know, they're going to most likely going to culminate their epic feud between each other. It's going to be an ambulance match. And I'm kind of like 50-50 on this. I mean, Strowman, you know, he has the momentum and the fans are totally behind him. Then again, it's Roman Reigns. So I'm probably guessing that Roman Reigns is going to win this feud. Yet he's going to win this feud, even though the popularity is on Strowman's side. So I'm gonna play safe. I'm going to pick Roman Reigns, even though Strowman has been really bringing it, man. I'm not finished with you yet. You know.
Yeah. He's been whooping Roman Reigns' ass, you know, the last few months. But I think Roman Reigns is gonna finally get his revenge, and I think he's gonna get the win.
Absolutely, I definitely think so. He's gonna send Strowman into the hospital, you know, via the ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is, when you think about it, it's basically a buried alive match. On wheels.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I think it's gonna be a real good match, you know, to see these two guys. You know, they definitely have the chemistry. And if you remember the photo from a few months ago, they apparently have chemistry off the, you know, out of the ring too, since they were caught seen, you know, on a European tour touring Italy, even though they, you know, they kind of broke character.
Yeah.
Showing that they're actually friends in real life, which would have been a big no-no back in the, you know, old school WWE and professional wrestling days, but it's a new era now.
Yeah.
But,
and who cares anyway? We all know it's fake, so, I mean, come on. What's the point?
Well, I mean, that's why it's, you know, nice to, you know, like, a bit off, you know? Basically, people want to think, I mean, you know, like that fan said, you know, it's real to us, you know, or real to me, as he said.
Yeah, but, you know, you have to have a sense of, you have to know between what's fake and real, you know, so you have to distinguish that. Just like seeing your favorite actors, you know, or your favorite superhero and favorite villain in a movie, you know, if you see them hanging out in the real life, you know, you got to just realize that it's all scripted, you know. Beginning of the day,
well,
you know.
Obviously. I mean, that's...
Yeah. You know, so. But, yeah, I mean... they have, they've been friends, and they have great chemistry in the ring, too, you know. So, this feud has been working for them.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. What was I going to say? Yeah, other matches, you know, you got Goldust versus R-Truth, the kickoff match. I guess most likely Goldust will win, but then again, it's a kickoff show. I guess maybe they'll give R-Truth the victory, and then Goldust will win on their rematch on Raw. This Monday night, most likely, if they have a rematch. So I'm guessing Goldust will win. But then I can see R-Truth winning. Because, you know what, maybe I'll say R-Truth will win. Take off. Since it's not a main event, you know, it's not officially on the show. So R-Truth will win.
Yeah, this is a tough one. This one could go either way. You know, WWE has been trying to push Goldust. You know, making him like a top heel now, again, I guess. I'm going to go with Goldust in this one.
I guess 1995.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
I think I'm going to go with Goldust on this one. Yeah, I think
it's a good idea.
It can go either way.
That's true. I think it would have been good if Goldust would have formed the alliance with Miz, and joined as Mr. Ross, and they would have been like the premier tag team, because you know they're both into acting. They both think they're A-listers. You know, Goldust thinks he's like a director, and they both tag team with R-Truth.
That's true.
So, you know.
And then
former Intercontinental champion.
And Will Barrett, the connection is kind of bad right now. A lot of static.
Oh no! I kind of listened to last week's episode, and I saw what you were talking about. Unfortunately, your fears came to fruition. The connection was horrible. I could barely hear myself, so I apologize to the listeners. It's having the same problems like it did last week, so I apologize for that. As you were saying.
Oh yeah. I was just saying that with the Goldust on R-Truth, it can go either way. So, but I'm gonna go with Goldust.
Yeah, I agree with that. Oh no, actually, I think it's R-Truth. I think it will go either way, but I'm gonna pick R-Truth since it's not officially on the show. It's a kickoff show, part of the kickoff part of the show, the pre-show of the pay-per-view. So, I think they'll give R-Truth the victory. Now, Finn Balor versus Elias Samson. This is easily the first time ever Finn Balor hasn't made the pay-per-view event. I don't know, ever since he hasn't used the demon gimmick, you know, he hasn't been winning. So maybe if he has another feud and he's losing like this is when he's gonna, you know, go on the, you know, you know, go to that, you know, demon gimmick.
Yeah, where is that gimmick?
This is,
that gimmick was working for him. Hello, Will? Hello? Hello?
Sorry about that, folks. Another technical difficulty. I'm hoping Matt could call back in the meanwhile. Yeah, back to the pay-per-view event. I think Finn Balor.
Are you back?
Okay, looks like we're back on the air on the show. Mac is back. We're back on the air, and again, yeah, I could see this Finn Balor thing going either way. Maybe, I mean, normally I would pick Finn Balor to win, but maybe he might get this loss by Elias Samson with some interference, maybe by Bray Wyatt or somebody like that. And this will cause Finn Balor to go on a losing streak, and then he's going to, I guess by SummerSlam, bring back the demon gimmick. So I'm gonna go for upset. Elias Samson will win the match via interference. I would say my assumption would be Bray Wyatt. And or maybe even Brock Lesnar, who knows? Somebody's going to interfere on that level and cause Finn Balor to lose, and then afterwards, Brock Lesnar is going to, Finn Balor is going to go back to the demon gimmick since he's been losing lately. What do you think is going to happen?
Wait, Finn Balor, you said Finn Balor, but Finn Balor's not on this pay-per-view. You mean the match between Seth Rollins versus Bray Wyatt, right?
No, but apparently Finn Balor and Elias Samson, you know, the drifter guitar guy, they're gonna play on the pre-show also.
Oh, they
so
are.
My guess is,
oh
yeah, Elias Samson is going to win via interference by Brock Lesnar or Bray Wyatt is gonna cause Finn Balor to lose, and as a result, Elias Samson will get the victory. SummerSlam feud with either Brock Lesnar or Bray Wyatt at the pay-per-view. But then again, most likely Brock Lesnar would be fighting Roman Reigns. But it would be a feud with Bray Wyatt, Finn Balor versus Bray Wyatt SummerSlam, now that I think about it. In any case, another big match. Something that hasn't been done before. Big Cass versus Enzo Amore, the two guys who personify what it's not to be, SAWFT, Swerve. But now they have to go head to head with a big, and I have to say I love the feud, man. I mean, the who's who, I knew it was Cass from the get go, and then to have him get attacked. Kaz get supposedly attacked 2 weeks after Enzo got attacked, after people speculating that since he shook Corey Graves' hand after Corey Graves said on the announcing that he would love to shake the hands of the person who whooped Enzo Amore's behind, which people, a lot of WWE Universe, WWE fans saw that and were speculating that he's probably behind, and then after WWE tried to throw people off the scent by actually acknowledging it and then having Enzo get attacked right afterwards, which, I mean, it just screamed that Enzo was behind it. And sure enough, Enzo attacked. So as a result, Enzo felt like he was his brother. He brought some realism to the feud, and he was going to let the beatdown slide, the first beatdown slide, you know, after the confession. And then afterwards, they looked like they made up. And then after they were, just before they were about to leave, exit the ring, Big Cass attacked him again, and because of that, Enzo's eyes were open, and, you know, he sees that Big Cass really never cared about him from the beginning. It was just using him and only viewed, and that Big Cass only viewed him as dead weight. So now the feud is on, and it was capped off with Enzo surprise attacking Big Cass while Big Cass was doing an interview. So this match is going to be very interesting, but Big Cass is going to win this one. I'd love to see Enzo win it, good guy versus bad guy. But maybe I would say Big Cass defeats him, but then this could set up a rematch at SummerSlam, and hopefully not Raw, because that'd be a waste of a rematch, especially if this match is, exceeds expectation. What's your thoughts?
I think Enzo is going to pull the upset here and win. And you know, this win is most likely going to catapult his singles career, you know? So I think Enzo is going to pull the upset.
Oh, well, I hope you're right. But then, you know, WWE has big, you know, big plans for Big Cass, because, you know, he, like, what was it, earlier this year or last year, he was in a fatal four-way for the title. So, you know, he has the look that WWE is looking for in reference to Big Cass. While, you know, Enzo, he could, you know, at the ceiling, you know, be an Intercontinental Champion, a United States Champion, or even a Cruiserweight. I don't know. Depending on how, you know. I don't know if I could see him as a cruiserweight, because I mean, he's been WWE his whole, you know, the whole time basically. Even though Neville did start off, you know, in WWE before going to the cruiserweight division, so I would say most likely he'd compete for the United States or Intercontinental title if he goes to, you know, depending throughout his, you know, in his career if he, you know, exceed expectation and continue to have that crowd following. Got Neville versus and
yeah. Well, I'm having some trouble hearing you.
Matthew.
A little bit. You're going in now, but
who do you think's gonna win the Tozawa versus Neville match?
You know, for that match, and that's a tough one right there. I could see, you know, especially since Tozawa now has Titus O'Neil in his corner. I might have to go with Tozawa on this one, you know, to win the championship.
Yeah, that's him being part of the Titus brand. You know, they added something extra to Tozawa, might put him over the edge. But I think Austin will be the guy who takes the title off Neville.
Let's see.
But they're probably just gonna win the loss because they've been for like 3 or 4 months now. So Neville's trying to feud with somebody else new. So I think Tozawa's gonna lose, even though it go either way. Now to this three boys. It's going to be a 30-minute tag team Iron Man match, which I don't think that's ever happened. Iron Man match, a tag team Iron Man match. So, yeah, that what was I going to say? Wait. So
I see Hardy Boys gaining the title.
I think Hardy Boys are gonna lose again, because there's rumors that, you know, they're gonna split up and, you know, go their separate ways. So I think because of that reason, if it wasn't for that reason, I think the Hardy Boys would win. But because of that, I think Sheamus and Cesaro is gonna win. Moving on to Seth Rollins and Bray Wyatt, two phenomenal wrestlers, but I'm not feeling this feud. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I just don't see it. I think the match will be really good, but I just don't see the build up. there's a better build up for Miz and Dean Ambrose than Seth and Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, this match was just pulled out
what
of
do
the
you
hat.
Think?
You know, I'm gonna.
Yeah, for real.
I'm gonna go with Seth Rollins.
I think Bray Wyatt
wins.
Bray Wyatt needs a bit more than Seth, but I'm thinking Seth winning. This feud has been colder than an igloo in Antarctica. I mean, you got two guys who could, who's talented in the ring, but this buildup is like really, really horrible. I mean, what are they fighting for? I mean, anyway, let's just move on to the Miz versus Dean Ambrose. I think Ambrose is gonna regain the title.
Yeah, I think, this is a tough one. I could see them having a rematch at SummerSlam. You know. This should go either way.
I think.
I'm gonna say the Miz retains.
I think you might have changed my mind especially with the new Miz Taraz. I think they might play a factor. I think you swayed me. My proverbial arm thinking about it, because they just got the whole Miz Taraz, and then afterwards Ambrose will find a way to win at SummerSlam. Ambrose defeating Miz at SummerSlam, make it a more epic moment.
Yeah.
So yeah, I originally thought Ambrose would win, but thinking about it, you know, Miz got the new Miz Taraz, and you know he's trying to prove to Maurice that he could, you know, defeat Ambrose again after Miz, you know, Ambrose caused all that drama with, you know, within his household. So yeah, I think Miz is gonna win now. Now you got Alexa Bliss versus Sasha Banks, and the story of this episode, this could go either way as well. I think Alexa Bliss is gonna hold on to this.
Man, this is
then again
tough
all
one.
So far all of these pay-per-views. This doesn't look like there's going to be any title changes, really. Unless if Tozawa wins, end up winning. Then again, Sasha could win this tonight. Today, I mean, at the pay-per-view event. Because right now, the title is not changing. Any of these titles are not changing hands at all. I mean, it is possible that they could hold, all these titles could be retained until SummerSlam. But yeah, it looks like these matches are going to be interesting, but not a lot of people are going to change hands. But so far, yeah, I think Alexa is going to retain.
You know, this I could see Sasha winning it. It's tough, but
yeah, I could see.
I'm going to go with Sasha.
I could definitely see her winning because there's no. None of the titles are changing hands so far, in my opinion. So up to this point. So I guess I'm going to stick with Alexa, even though I'm really on the fence who could win this one. Out of all the matches, I'd say this one is the most toughest one I could see going either way. And then you got, of course, Roman Reigns. Oh, no, we already said that. We both pick Roman Reigns to defeat Strowman in the ambulance match. And last but not least, Brock Lesnar versus Samoa Joe. Brock Lesnar is going to be defending his title, his first title defense since winning, finally defeating Goldberg at WrestleMania this year. So basically, I think Brock Lesnar is going to retain the title. This is going to be an epic match between Brock Lesnar and Samoa Joe, two guys with similar brawling styles. You know, we don't factor in, Lesnar's, both of these guys have, like, they're both very you know, powerful and mobile for their size. So this could be like a very, could be like a battle. This is basically what you thought Brock Lesnar versus Goldberg was going to be at WrestleMania 20, like 12 years ago.
So,
this one's going to be, I think this match is going to be epic. First time ever these two guys are going to go head-to-head, and it's going to be for the Universal title. This will be the definitive Universal Championship title match. And
yeah.
I think Brock Lesnar is going to retain. If the title wasn't on the line, I would say Samoa Joe would win. But I think they're going to try to – I think they're going to hold it – I think they're going to stick with their plan and have Brock Lesnar hold on to the title for a while. But it's actually having title defenses. So it would be great to see Samoa Joe win it. You know, they put a title on a new guy, you know. Well, actually, you know, a new guy in WWE standards. I mean, the guy he's been all over the place, TNA, all over the world for like, it took him, 17 years to finally get to WWE? So, and not to mention he was in NXT also. So, obviously, he's not a rookie by any stretch of the imagination. But, you know, this is his rookie year with WWE, officially. So, I think he's going to have a great match, but, it's going to be close, but Brock Lesnar is going to retain the title. I don't think WWE's going to, I'd be pleasantly surprised if, you know, they take the title off Lesnar so quickly after letting him not have any title defenses since, April. So, for that reason, if it was a non-title match, I would have picked Samoa Joe to win. I think Brock Lesnar retained the title. And this has been an awesome feud. You know, you have Paul Heyman, as usual, hyping it up. They had, a old-school-style sit-down interview in separate places, and Brock Lesnar was just, taunting him, and Samoa Joe was looking around the entire arena to find him. Like, it was reminiscent of Frazier and Ali. Or Rock and Austin. I mean, it was like, it's been a long time since you've had a feud that really seems like really heated. He choked up.
I think Brock Lesnar's gonna hold on to the title just like you said for a while. I don't see Samoa Joe. I think Samoa Joe could even probably win by count out of disqualification. I can see that happening. But I don't see Lesnar giving up the belt.
Exactly. I totally agree with you. Like, we're definitely in agreement there. Like, Samoa Joe is going to, go for his money. For real. Like, he's going to get coaching clutch for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But he's gonna make him, pass out in the outside. Or, Brock Lesnar, finds a way to break out of the coquina clutch into a F5 somehow. And I think this they're going to go to their finishing moves very early to surprise people. I think was probably going to go for the Uranagi, a.k.a. the Rock Bottom, and then go for the coquina clutch. And maybe Paul might even interfere in attacks. But I don't think there's a no disqualification match, though.
Oh, it's not?
So then again, I don't think so. I haven't heard them saying if it's a, if there's any disqualifications in this match. So if that is the case, like you said, there could be a count out or something like that. Some shenanigans that's going to make Samoa Joe win the match, but not the title.
Yeah, I can see it.
But, I know. Samoa Joe, he made an impact, man. He choked out Paul Heyman, and then he nearly choked out Brock Lesnar, last week, to the point that Brock Lesnar was turning purple in the face, man. Not even pink in the face. He was turning purple. So as a result, Samoa Joe turned into a face after he was Triple H's henchman. But yeah, I'm really excited for this match. I mean, they turn a pay-per-view event with a ridiculous name into a must-see pay-per-view now.
Yeah, there's some good matches on there. You know, I'm definitely looking forward to it. You know, besides the stupid name, but you know, the matches look okay.
Yep. Well, hopefully they'll live up to the stuff. Yeah, switching gears. What's your thoughts on what's going on in the NBA lately? All these guys moving places. Paul George, you know, being traded, and trying to think who else got traded.
CP3 to Rockets.
Right, CP3 to the Rockets. Who else? Rubio, of course, getting traded. Where did he get traded?
Did you hear about the Gallinari? The Gallinari deal? I think, was it Thunder that got Gallinari? I think.
Repeat that. You're breaking up, my friend.
Yeah, I think Gallinari, he got traded to Thunder, I think, or Utah.
Oh.
You hear about that?
Oh, I heard Gordon. What was his name? Gordon? Is it Haywood? I'm trying to remember, like, Haywood or something. I'm trying to. There was a guy who got traded, and they burned his jersey in
Utah.
What was his name? In Utah, and the Jazz fans were burning his jersey as if he was LeBron James, or you know what I mean?
But he got traded.
That's not serious.
You know? Yeah. Well, so oh no, wait. Gallinari was traded to Clippers, sent Jamal Crawford and a couple other players to Denver.
Right. And that was ridiculous. I mean, the whole burn the jersey thing. I mean, it's like, come on, it's not that serious.
So it's official? He got traded already? Hayward. Gordon Hayward.
Or he got traded to he got traded to
Boston.
It looks like he got traded to Boston. I mean, I don't know if it looks like it's official. I'm not. I don't know if it's I think they might be working on the deal, but you know, it looks like it's official.
Wow.
It's ridiculous. I mean, it's not like once you burn the jersey, what's his name, you're gonna get a refund back. You still got your $100.
That's true.
After you bought it. I mean, when the Cavs did it, even though I don't condone it, you know, it was bad, very bad to do. But you could kind of see, like, he was like a hometown hero. He thought he was going to be the guy who would stay his entire career with the Cavs and bring them a title. Obviously, after he took his talent to Miami and won 2 titles, he did come back and fulfill the prophecy, kind of akin to Anakin Skywalker as Darth Vader. He did bring balance back to the Force. So,
yeah.
I mean, he did do what he said he was going to do. He did leave, but he came back and got them a title. So all is well in Believeland up until this NBA Finals when they lost to the Warriors in 5. But, we'll see what happened with that. And, and then, of course, you know, Melo is rumored to waive his no-trade clause to either the Rockets so he could play with his buddy CP3, and, of course, the Harden, or he gets traded to
Cavaliers.
To the Cavaliers. So, I mean, I think – I don't know. I think Nick should hold on to him if they're not getting, close to equal value, because we can't just hand him a title. You know what I'm saying? Hand him a title. If they want to work out a battle.
You know, I have a, I have a theory. You want to hear it?
Sure.
I think the Knicks have been toying with Carmelo Anthony and trying to get revenge on him since he punched Marty Collins as a Denver Nugget.
You never know, man. J.R. Smith did end up coming on the team also. I mean, that's like some weird conspiracy theory. You never know, man. This franchise, man. Jeez, I mean, I hope they can sign Rondo, because Rondo, obviously he's not the same Rondo he was on Celtics.
Yeah.
And this team ain't going nowhere anyway. But I think they can have a decent point guard. You know, hopefully maybe they could develop a veteran guy who could develop a young nucleus. I mean, for a few years. I mean, I don't know.
Well, if
the
they
it'd be a miracle if they go to the playoffs.
If they sign Rajon Rondo, then maybe Carmelo Anthony stays.
Yeah, I think that's what they should do. They should hold on to him for this year. Next year, he'll even be more valuable as a expiring contract. And then you could decide whether you want to trade him, or let the contract run out, and you'll have that cap space.
Yeah.
Instead of just trading him, and you're gonna get back an even worse contract back for him. So, that's my thoughts on that. And shifting gears quickly to MLB, Mets won like 7 of 8, Mets lost these two games with the Nationals because earlier today the game got rained out. So basically, the Mets' postseason run, I think you could literally stick a fork in it. You know, they're done. You know what I'm saying? Like, they've been done for a while, but it just shows that, you know, they beat up on the weaker teams, you know, and now they're not in Nationals. They may be in the same division as the Nationals, but they're not in the same league with the Nationals, man.
Daniel Murphy has been killing the Mets.
I know. Daniel Murphy, man, that's all you have to say. That's all you got to say in the argument. Daniel Murphy. That's it. That's all you got to say. Daniel Murphy has been killing the Mets. When he was at the Mets, Daniel Murphy was killing them with his defense. But now he's killing them with his offense. I give him credit. Daniel Murphy, you know, he definitely lived up to his potential as being a great hitter, you know. And, you know, it's sad to see him go, man. The team has taken a hit ever since he – no pun intended. You know, the Mets have definitely taken a hit since he went to Nationals. After they let him go. Even though he wanted to return with the Mets before signing with the Nationals. But, the Mets, they haven't recovered from it. And most likely, the rumor is that tomorrow, Colon's going to be officially a free agent if he clears waivers, which I assume that will happen, since I don't think anybody's going to take the remainder of his $12.5 million contract. So, tomorrow, Colon will be eligible as a free agent, and I assume he'll return with the Mets. Back with the Yankees. Oh, and before I go to the Yankees quickly, congratulations with Mariko Conforto going to the All-Star game, next week's All-Star game. And I thought DeGrom should have went in. And I thought Addison Reed, after he had a horrible first, a little bit of a start, you know, closing, he didn't pitch well, but he's bounced back a lot lately. And, of course, Jay Bruce, man. Jay Bruce has been doing well also. So I think those guys should have went in personally. But congratulations to the Yankees, you know. Judge is going to go. Yeah.
Betances.
And then not to mention Sterling Castro is going in. Sterling Castro. You also got I'm trying to think of the cast. Gabby Sanchez, you know, he's going to be in the home run derby also. So,
Betances.
Along with Judge. So, oh, yes, of course, Betances as well. So, congratulations to all those guys. But, lastly, you know, I just want to thank you, Mac, for coming on the show. also want to thank all of you. Thank you, man. And I want to thank all of you for listening to another episode of Sports and Religion. I'm William Ramon. He's my caller Matthew. And I will see you guys next week. Peace.